Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
Stranger?
I'm good.
How are you?
Sorry. I care.
It seems like you really
do. I care about you deeply.
You guys, welcome to the CarCast Moms, who don't see each other for about 6 months at a time at this stage in our lives.
Yeah.
This is Stephanie Pellegrini.
And that's Tashina Galvin.
And the last time we had a podcast was on December 12th, 2022. It is now May 9th, 2023. So much has happened.
Seriously.
But first off, I went to go find our little anchor thing on my phone. This is how we beautifully broadcast to you guys. It is no longer an icon on my phone anywhere. Can't find it. And I was like, maybe I deleted it. That's weird.
Yeah.
So I went into the Play Store, put an anchor. It is no longer a thing. It's now part of Spotify. So that's what's happened in the last 5 months since we have not been.
Spotify has revamped.
Pretty much. Well, Anchor has revamped. And I think it was because of how famous we got.
Probably. They couldn't handle
it. And now, after 5 months of a hiatus, they're probably
so fucking thankful that we took a break so that they could breathe.
Right. All of all the listeners and followers that
really,
we have.
It was a public service.
Right. They had time because we weren't talking so much to get their SHIT together.
Yeah.
You know. What's new in your world?
Do you ever feel like there's so many things to talk about, but they're nothing at all?
Yes.
Like, what's new?
Yes.
Nothing?
Nothing.
But literally everything.
But every minute of every day is a different chaotic shitstorm.
Yeah. Yeah, like my daughter's graduating 8th grade in 3 weeks.
That blows my mind.
She'll be at high school next year.
That blows my mind because I'm pretty sure it was just yesterday we were in high school, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's giving me all the feels, let me tell you. It's crazy how fast time is. Like, this year, flew. I feel like they just started
this year. Has this year flown? Because
me,
I feel like this year has been at a snail's grandmother's pace.
You've been through a lot this year, though.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody else, though, that was saying something. No, they were talking about how their daughter was going to go into high school, and it's like, oh, it was JJ. She was talking about Allie and how she's going to be an 8th grader. And she said every day she just looks at her and she's like this completely different human being every day.
Yeah.
And she's like, I really got emotional the other day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, not emotional enough, JJ, to not go on vacation to Europe.
Yeah, did she take her kids?
No. Because she's a smart woman.
Yeah, seriously. Vacations with kids? No, bien.
Not at all.
I wouldn't know because I won't do it.
You know, my parents went on vacations quite a few times without us. Yes, they left us home. And I was livid every frickin' time. Livid. Like, why wouldn't you want to be with me? I'm the greatest thing that there has ever.
I am your favorite.
Hello. I'm a good time. I want to go on vacation too. Now, I'm like, that makes sense.
So much sense.
I also don't think I could do it, though.
Leave them?
No.
I so could.
Because I really like to... I like my kids a lot, and even when they're assholes, like, I like experiencing things with them.
I like mine too.
And then when we go somewhere and I'm not with them, I'm like, oh.
No, I don't ever
feel
that.
This.
I love my kids also, but I also love that I can love them just as much from afar.
Oh, what if something happens? Look at me turning into Stephanie. What if something happens while you're in a different state?
Well, I don't go anywhere ever, so it would literally be like... they could call me and I would be there because I don't ever go anywhere.
Okay.
I still, yeah.
I mean, I have daydreams like Matt's 40th is coming up, not this year and not next year, but the following year. And
it took me so long to really put that together.
Like, you're what? Just sitting there shaking your head like,
what is she talking about?
What? And I really want to surprise him and take him to Alaska. But I don't know if you've seen the flights and stuff like that. So then I was thinking maybe a cruise, because I love
have
me.
Have you seen all the nonsense going on in cruise ships?
What happened?
Didn't they just like freeze some dude's body in like a fucking ice cream freezer that died on the ship? They were like, put him in here, he'll be fine. Straight up.
Well, that's fine. I don't care. It wasn't me.
But
I'm
pretty sure they still serve the food out of there.
No! You're silly. But then I was thinking maybe I should go on a cruise. And then I got all sucked into TikTok, of course, about this lady and her mom who looks like the hell of a good time. She's just this cute little old lady. And they went on a 14-day transatlantic to Europe.
14 days in the ocean, fuck that.
No. No. Not all. It's a 7-day stint through the ocean. I mean, it takes a while. I mean,
where do they go in the ocean? They have little places to stop?
No, it's 7 days in the ocean, and then the other 7 days are different ports. But I mean, it's better than, you know, like the 1800s when things were... Anyway, 1800s when it took, you know, 3 months to get... I mean, 7 days isn't that bad. I love cruise ships. I don't know what people's problem with cruise ships are. They're like, oh, there's not enough to do. There's not enough. Yes, there is.
There's a lot to do.
There's all sorts of things to do. I saw on this one cruise ship, you could do skydiving. Not off the boat. It's like a little wind tunnel that you get into and...
I literally pictured like, I don't know what I pictured, like the going over the stratosphere. Like,
oh no, I could never do that.
No.
Oh,
that surprises
no.
me.
Hell no. I can't even do roller coasters anymore. I have a hard time with the fairground rides anymore since I had kids.
Yeah, I don't do any. At the fire department, they were all rappelling off of a building that from down on the floor does not look very high up, but from up there, everything looks like little ants. Mm-hmm. I was just standing up there. I was like... freaking out.
And I was so proud of you. I thought you did it.
I know. No.
And then I thought you took the pictures.
Oop. I did the ones from the ground.
My husband and my husband's dog have went rappelling off that.
Have they?
Yeah. I have a cute little picture of them.
And then Jay could see us up there, so she walks over and that little shit's like, I want to try it. And I'm like, you want to try it? It's so like hard to watch her do that. Just literally walking off the edge of a 6-story building.
I don't know if I could do it, to be honest.
It's... going, just like the initial going off
right,
the ledge,
then it's
if somebody
fine.
Could knock my ass out and just put me halfway,
I
could do it.
Volunteer.
Rest.
I'll knock your ass out so hard off that thing.
But anyways, you're literally planning your husband's birthday for 3 years from now.
We gotta save money.
And you wonder why, like, your brain is anxious. Like, that's a lot. I can't even think about tomorrow yet.
Oh, I mean, I like to shop for vacations a lot.
So do you want to be a travel agent for me to Reno on...
I mean, I can get you to Reno.
No, just
pretty cheap.
Here. Joey's birthday is at the end of this month.
Okay.
We're getting a tattoo on the 3rd.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting mine finished. He's getting one for his birthday. And I want to get a room there. And I'm so mentally challenged when it comes to looking... I can't find a nice room. Like, I want to find, like, a suite with, like, a hot tub and stuff. And I literally have...
Yeah, I could do that for you.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Set it up.
You gotta give me a budget, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will. Kay. No, really.
Yeah. No, I could do that for you. Not a problem.
Okay, because I'm not quite sure why my brain's not being able to do it, but I put it in. I put in the days that I needed. I put what I wanted, and all the rooms that came up didn't have what I wanted.
Well...
It's like Motel 6. Like, I fucking put in for a spa. Like a suite.
What did you do, like the El Dorado or Silver Legacy or something?
I put find hotels on Google. Find hotels near me. And then it literally had like all this stuff. It said Reno, Nevada. And then it said, what are the
anemones
that you want? Amenities. And I clicked on all of them.
Yeah.
Like, dine-in service. Like, it has to have food. Food is important.
You need to have room service?
Yes. Okay. Here's where it gets a little dicey. Okay?
Does it need to have a jungle theme?
I don't like glass elevators. So, the Atlantis might be out. Because do they have the inner ones, or is it just that one that you can see from the road?
I don't know.
And aren't the suites way up high?
I have no idea. I've never gotten a suite. Oh, okay. Because I'm not that bougie.
I'm not either. That's why I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh. Yeah. Where did we stay that had a really nice room and it had a big-ass bathtub? I want to say it was the Nugget, to be honest.
The Nug? Okay.
And it was like before Christmas, Matt and I went up there for a night and we went Christmas shopping and then we went Christmas shopping the next day and it had a big ass tub in it.
Isn't there like a smaller...
So much room for activities.
We're going to be post tattoo.
Oh. So what do you need a tub for anyway then?
I hang my arm out.
Okie dokie.
Just to say, we had a hotel room with a hot tub. I don't know. I hate being hot, too.
Shit. So this...
Don't they have,
a waste of money.
Don't they have, themed rooms up there? You know what I mean?
They used to. I think we've kind of gotten away from...
I think we drove by that one time.
Yeah. I think that is no longer a hotel. So,
that's boring. I wonder what happened.
I mean, I could definitely search one for you. I would say don't do that, though.
Yeah, I feel like with as awkward as Stephanie is, the last thing I want to do is check into a themed room.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine my ass checking into that?
Yes, and now that is exactly what I'm going to get you, is a themed room.
We're here for the Star Wars room. Is the Yoda bed?
Yes.
Just kidding, no. Don't do that.
Okay, dang. Yeah, I can do that for you. Just give me the dates, your budget. Just one night?
Yeah.
And you can't fucking figure it out? Jesus Christ. How do you live your life?
Thank you for asking.
How did you just pass a whole ass EMT course? Also, guys, Stephanie
is now a certified EMT.
Everybody, round of applause. Get your hands ready. Ready? Golf clapping.
She literally went in a circle. Thank you.
Round of applause.
Thank you.
Don't you guys think that's so amazing? I think it's amazing.
It's real exciting, I'm not going to lie. But I'm not going to lie to you that I have never intentionally put myself in a more uncomfortable situation ever. I know that sounds really crazy because I signed up for it.
Because you put yourself in a lot of uncomfortable situations.
But I generally don't often mean to do those.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go grocery shopping there. Or something, and all of a sudden I'm like, shit, how did I get here?
Right.
But this one, like, I actually signed up for knowing that it was going to be almost three months of, like, what's the word? Trauma.
Time out real quick. Let me tell you guys, Stephanie completely fucking ditched me this year with volleyball.
I did, I'm sorry.
And decided to save lives, and I just think it's kind of rude.
I know, I'm sorry.
But whatever, it was my last year, so.
But last year, I gave up coaching. And it was the best thing I ever did. I'm not going to lie. You're going to feel so much more joy watching the kids when you're not coaching, if you're anything like me.
Well, that's never really been the case. my little volleyball experience was actually fine this year. We had a really decent team. Not decent. I mean, listen, guys, Tashina picks...
Her team did not... beat each other up and they survived the season.
And nobody was really an asshole. Like, one time we had a little mishap.
And I call that a success.
And then I yelled at everybody and we were back on the straight and narrow in no time.
Yeah.
However, at the end of the volleyball season, I was super stoked. Final game done. I got a little heart candy crush thing from one of my players.
Are those things hard to crush?
Yeah, it took Peyton a little while. You also get a hammer that's about this big.
Yeah, I saw. Like Judge Judy Gavel.
No, Judge Judy Gavel is pretty big.
Judge Judy this is like Junior a, Gavel.
It's like the Wreck-It Ralph guy. And then I went to work, and I was just enjoying my life, not having to think about practice anymore, not having to think about other people's children. And then my son decided to take his whole fucking hand off, practically. And so my life went from, we went from Hawaii in January, volleyball started, tax season started, to being in the hospital for almost a straight ass month back and forth from San Francisco to here. And it was straight up not a good time, guys.
No.
Not fucking at all.
I can't even imagine all of that. Seriously, I was so stressed for you.
And can I tell you how it happened? So I get a call from the mother that was watching my son, and she just goes, which she did, it's not funny, it's not funny, number one, but she's like frantic on the phone, and she kind of like faded in and out, and I was like, where are you going, like I was trying to follow her on my phone, and she, you know, and I could hear her talking to her husband, like, get him in the car, blah 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 blah, and she said, Tashina,
did your heart drop?
No, because I was trying to follow her. I couldn't figure out what's going on. Yeah. And then, so I was finally like, Steph, is everything okay? And she said, Maurice cut himself. And you never know when your kid is at another person's house, what their level of like trauma is versus yours. Like our level of trauma is pretty high.
Yeah.
Because the week before I had watched Maurice have an apple in his hand. He had a knife and he went to go cut it. And I said, don't do that. You're going to cut yourself. And he went,
cut his finger.
So when she said he cut himself, I thought he most likely had taken a pocket knife to their house and cut himself. And then they were just worried, you know, it's somebody at somebody else's house. You know what I mean? You never know. And so I was like, okay, I'll meet you at the hospital. Not a problem. At that point, I still was not concerned. So I'm like waiting there. And here comes the husband flying in like a bat out of hell. And I was like, not really concerned still. I go around my car after he parks. He gets out and the dad's face is just like white. So I walk around the other side. My son is like, somebody help me! And I was like, what the shit? Simmer down. What is going on? And Brad is like, do you want your mom to carry you in? Do you want me to carry you? And they're like both frantic. I'm like, guys, come, what's happening? Let's just take a little breather. And Maurice is like, I want my mom. And I was like, all right. So I pick him up and we go in. And then,
how did you not see it?
So it was wrapped in like a white linen, but it hadn't bled through yet.
Yeah. I was like, going with this. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like.
The trauma?
It's probably blood. A fucking paper cut. You know what I mean? In my head, I'm like, golly. And you know how I am with people that hurt themselves? I'm like, you're fine. Quit crying.
Yeah.
I've really learned my lesson on that. So anyway, we walk in the ER and he's like still frantic in my ear. And this lady's like, you gotta fill out paperwork. And I'm like, that isn't gonna happen. Let's get him into a room and then we'll fill out paperwork. Like, so then.
Did you say that really?
Yes. And she was like, okay. So I put him down. And Brad's kind of like explaining what he knew. And I lifted up Maurice's little dressing thing that he had on there. And I was like, whoa, that's a big cut.
Fuck.
Still, in my mind, he's going to have a few stitches. Yeah, we're going to be fine. So then I call Matt because Matt was killing a cow at the time. And Matt wouldn't answer. So his mom answered the phone. And I said, can you have your son come here, please? Because this is much more than I anticipated it to be. So they did an x-ray and you could see all the bones. They just happened to be in shards everywhere.
Supposed to be,
yeah. And in my mind, I was like, good news. Literally told the parents this. Good news. All the bones are there.
Shit.
So they should be able to put them back in.
Yeah.
So South Lion's like, we aren't touching this with a 10-foot pole. You need to take him to Renown.
Thank God.
Right.
I'm not supposed to say that, but...
I mean, I wasn't going to let him anyway, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, ambulance is going to take too long. You can either wait for the ambulance or drive. And we're like, deuces. Okay. So we left, went to Renown. Go to Renown, and they, like, swarm him like a whole bunch of bees. There was probably 30 freaking people.
Good.
And they were, like, looking at it, you know. We had taken it off a few different times, so I'm, like, looking
was
at
Maurice
this now.
Was Maurice looking at it? Like,
no. Maurice yeah. didn't. Maurice just recently looked at it, and yeah. it's almost healed at this point.
Yeah.
So they're all looking at it, you know. He's like, somebody help me, somebody help me. They finally gave him enough morphine to calm him down a little bit. And so we get into this little waiting room, and they're like, okay, so it should be about 3 hours before we can get him into an OR. So pretty much you just have to wait. We'll give him morphine, you know, as he's needed. Okay, not a problem. So about, they take another x-ray, and about 30 minutes later, the doctor comes in and is like, I need to talk to you guys. And his face looked so serious, and that's when I was like,
fuck.
Oh, no. So he takes us out, and he's like, listen, we cannot do what he needs to have done here. You have to go to San Francisco. And that's when it finally clicked that maybe we wouldn't be coming home tonight.
Fuck.
Because that's how slow Tashina is on the uptake. I'm just thinking everything's going to be
denial.
Fine. Yeah. Like, raging denial. Like, it's going to be fine. He's going to have surgery. He's going to have a cast. We might have to spend the night tonight, but then we can go home. Yeah, no. That little plane ride over, we got there. So he had been without blood in his hand from 1:30 in the afternoon to about 11:40. 10:45 is when he went into surgery. And they were like, so the one fellow that was there was like, we may not be able to save his hands or his fingers, his pinky and his ring finger. And so I said, well, you can still throw a baseball with three fingers. And my husband lost it on, like, Matt lost it. And I was like, you've got to keep it together because our hun is right there. Like, yeah. So we had to literally tell Maurice that he might not be coming out of surgery
with fingers. Was he freaking out?
Yeah, no, yes. I mean, I think it was just kind of like, well, no, I mean, he was conscious and he was upset. And I was like, you can still throw a baseball. You can still throw a football. Like, you're alive is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you don't have two fingers, you don't have to, like,
yeah.
It is what it is. And so he was in that surgery until 4:45. We had to ambulance. So that day we went to 4 different hospitals.
Fuck.
Had to ambulance.
In 2 different states.
In 2 different states. It was a long one. We finally got back into his room. We got to a hospital where 18 and older is the what's permitted. We had our daughter and no way of getting home because we had flown in a plane.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want us to do with her? We had a big battle with Nurse Ratchet over it because there's a nurse. Like, everybody had been very good for, like, 2 days, like, letting Peyton stay there. We all just, like, stayed there. We did end up getting a hotel room and everything. But there was a nurse that came in, and I will never forget. She was a fucking see you next Tuesday. She walked in, and the other nurse that was going off shift was trying to introduce her. And she goes, this is true. And she's like, I'm going to be the one that you hate. Yep.
Already.
That's 100%. And then she looked at my daughter and said, you're lucky that you've been here for 24 hours. And I was like, you're lucky I don't fucking snatch you by the face.
Did you give her an attitude?
Oh, yeah. And then I talked to her supervisor, who then made it mandatory that Peyton was allowed to be in there.
And so then that lady hated you.
Yes. And I think the last time, so we got through without all of that extent. We stayed for a week. We were able to come home finally. We came back. We ended up having to go back to get it checked. The muscle wasn't viable. They had to do like a debridement. And so they took out all the dead muscle. And what we thought was going to happen, he was just going to have a skin graft. Well, the muscle was dead. So they had to do a muscle graft as well. So we end up going back for another week. And while we were there, that nurse wasn't on shift at all. And I had heard through the grapevine she had changed with a couple different nurses.
So that she didn't have to be there when you guys were there?
Which is fine with me. She's a hoe. Yeah. She's a hoe.
You're working with children.
Yes.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
How hard is that to just be decent?
Right.
And Payne's a child, too. Why be a dick?
And it's not like it was not this huge dramatic thing that my kids just went through.
Or like, hey, drive her home because she lives a block away. I would understand that. But you guys are in a different fucking state.
Right. Yeah, she was an asshole. Anyway.
The rest of them, though, were good?
Oh, my God. They were the best. Yeah. Like, literally, he could not have had... So, where we ended up going, it's called the Bunky Clinic. He literally had a world-renowned plastic surgeon work on his hand.
Nice.
And there's fellows that apply for years before they're allowed to go there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So he literally has had the best of the best care. The hospital was fantastic. Like,
that's awesome.
We couldn't have asked for more.
So do you go back?
We go back on Friday to get his pins removed and then... see... Because he hasn't been able to go to school or anything, so we didn't know. It just kind of depends. The last time I talked to him, they said that when he gets his pins removed, he'll be able to go back to school. But talking to the physical therapist yesterday, she said it just kind of depends on how the bones have healed. He's young, so they should have healed quickly, but sometimes they don't. How macerated they were, and just, I mean, they were blown apart. There was, like, nothing left. So it just kind of depends on how it is. His skin graft, his muscle graft, like, everything has adhered perfectly. Like, there's been no rejection. That's healed. Awesome. We clean it every day.
And it looks good?
Yes. He's now starting to take showers and let the water run on it, because that was kind of a... Like, everything with Maurice now is like a... He's scared of everything now.
Yeah.
And coming from a kid that wasn't scared of anything, like, we
kind of brought him down a little.
Yes. So
maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Maybe, yeah. So we went to his physical therapy appointment last week, and we went to Shields afterwards, and they wanted to ride the Ferris wheel. And I said, that's fine, go ahead. And so I was, like, picking through clothes, whatever, looking, and then Peyton and Maurice came back, and he was crying, and I was like, what the hell happened? And she said, we got buckled in, and he couldn't do it. Like, he lost his mind.
I don't really blame it. That's traumatic.
So I said, let's go. And I made him go.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
And he was fine?
So he didn't like it at first, and then he was fine. And then afterwards, he was like, I want to go again. It's just like that first initial doing anything now. So.
Well, imagine how traumatic that would be to happen to your hand.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
As an adult.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when your toenail got ripped up?
Yes, it was god-awful.
And he's 8.
I know.
Like, that entire situation has been traumatic.
And what happened was, him and his little buddy were on a youth side-by-side. The amount of people in San Francisco that don't know what a side-by-side is astonishing to me.
Well, look where they live.
Also, the amount of homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how you used to want to live there?
Yeah, it's so bad.
You're not going to want to live there now.
No, I know it's bad.
They
don't even have bathrooms because they won't let homeless people, so they just shit on the roads.
Yeah. There's Sandy Huts left and right, and they just choose to shit on the roads.
There's
Matt had to herd a turd because he was going to the laundromat because we were out of clothes. And almost ran over a turd with our luggage. Yeah. So, anyway, so what had happened was, him and his little buddy were on a youth side-by-side, and those side-by-sides, you have to be seatbelted in. You have to have, well, you don't have to have your helmets on for it to run, but the mom had the helmet on. Like, she did everything. I don't know, honestly, who I feel worse for.
Because, you or her?
Yes. Because, actually, I think I feel worse for her, because I can't imagine... Like, the amount of guilt that she... Well, I know the amount of guilt she has, but, like, she did everything right.
Yeah.
And they've ridden that side-by-side a million times. And we let our kids ride side-by-sides at our house, because one of the things was, she said... The first thing she said to me was, like, I didn't even ask you if it was okay. The answer would have been yes.
Yeah.
Like, they ride... Well, they don't anymore. Rhinos at Kaylin and Big Matt's.
They don't allow them anymore?
Huh? Oh, no.
No.
No. We're not... No. And they're normally 8 kids deep.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen them out there.
Yeah. Living their best lives.
Yeah.
So anyway, him and his little buddy, and they were, these are Maurice's words, drifting. So they were spinning donuts. Well, it had been muddy the week before, and there was a tire mark, and they had caught the lip of the tire, and it rolled it. And so when it rolled, he said he felt like he was falling out, even though he had his seatbelt on. And he grabbed the roll cage.
I figured, and it smashed.
And I think he grabbed it further down. You know how sometimes on the roll cage there's like a bolt that hangs out? Because where it got cut, it looks like something. So I think he grabbed it down here, and then it rolled, and then it just crushed his hand. And
fuck.
So that's what I've been dealing with.
And the other boy he was with had nothing wrong?
No, because Michael was driving. So when they rolled, Michael was holding onto the steering wheel. And, you know, there's a bar in front of them on the passenger side. But when you're falling out, your instinct isn't to hold on in front of you.
I would have grabbed onto the side, too.
Come to find out, they have made little stirrups that you attach to, like, the steering wheel or attach to the bar in front of you.
So that you can?
So that you can't get your hands outside of the... That would have been nice to know. Mm-hmm. May 24th.
Something
or March 24th.
Before, right. Maurice wasn't the first
no.
one.
No. Oh, no. Because Maurice's physical therapist said she will never let anybody in her family own a side-by-side. Never. She said, you know the amount of accidents that I deal with on a weekly basis because of a side-by-side?
Yeah. Yeah. So, as far as physical therapy, how's he doing with that? Is he, like, actually moving it?
So, he's not moving his ring finger or his pinky finger because those still have the pins in it, and she hasn't gotten the orders from the doctor yet. On Friday, we'll know much more of what they can do, just depending on how the x-ray looks. She's been bending the shit out of these three fingers, though. His middle finger is very swollen because he ended up breaking his pinky, his ring finger, his pointer finger, and his wrist. So the only things he didn't break were his thumb and his middle finger.
So why is his middle finger so swollen?
Well, I think it's because it's not moving, because, like, when you bend, like, these two fingers try to bend. So his ring finger is the one with the pin in it, and so he doesn't move that buddy finger at all. Mm-hmm. And so these ones are fine, but that middle one is pretty swollen.
And have they said anything as far as full mobility?
They don't think he's gonna have a problem at all. It's just healing first. Yeah. And she said yesterday, because we have physical therapy on Mondays and Wednesdays, that he's got a ton of scar tissue already, which is great for healing, but not great for movement. So, you know, obviously you have to have it heal first, but it's going to take a lot to break it down. But I asked her, I was like, in an injury like this, like, how long do you think we're going to have physical therapy for? Like, a year? And she said, not with him, no.
Yeah, he's...
No.
Well, first of all kids heal so yes. much better than adults.
Thank you, Jude. Like, can you imagine if... I'd be still in the hospital if it was me.
They would have literally put me out.
Yeah.
No, like, down.
Dead.
Like,
dead.
She's not viable anymore.
What I was... Before you move on, what I was, like, so shocked about, when we left there, he left with Tylenol and ibuprofen.
Thankfully.
His hand was fucking macerated. It looked like hamburger meat.
You don't want him on anything.
Well, no, I didn't want him on anything anyway, but it was just like, if it was me, I'd be like,
an IV drip. Ching, ching, ching.
Where's that button at?
Seriously.
Anyway, what were you going to say about kids and healing?
Just that they heal so much better than adults.
Oh, thank you for that words of wisdom. I'm just kidding.
I feel like I had finished that sentence already.
I thought I cut you off. I'm sorry. No. Yes. Yeah, so I think everything should be fine. Once he's able to bend his other fingers, because she was talking about, like, putting his hand in, like, clay or something or whatever.
They have all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God. There's,
like,
all sorts of stuff. Oh, yeah.
All kinds of stuff. And then they have, like, buttons that you can put together and zip. And
yeah, they have all sorts of contraptions there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's got a road ahead of him, but I honestly don't anticipate him having an issue.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. I don't know. He has been just talking about his pins coming out on Friday. And that has just been the topic of conversation. And
he's
No,
always nervous.
Oh, he is so nervous. And the issue is that Sheriff Brad Pope decided to show him Brad's video of when he got his pins taken out as an adult.
Why would he do that?
Good question. Good question.
Did you give him some raccoon eyes?
Oh my God. I'm like, why would you guys do that? Like,
your husband involved?
Yes. Yes.
They're men.
Well, and Maurice's pins are, like, not even a, like, ballpoint, like, pin. Like, they're not very thick at all. So I'm like,
yeah,
it's going to be completely different. And the one on his thumb, like, we've been spinning that thing around. Like, I think that one's just going to come right out.
Really?
Like, I don't even think it's in there very much. But I got to go.
It's like they stitch it like pull it out and then stitch it up, obviously there's a hole there, right?
I think they'll just leave it.
And then
because it's not a very big hole. I don't know. I've never had pins taken out before. I don't know. I'm just kind of along for the ride at this point and hoping that it isn't as terrible as he thinks it's going to be because...
I feel like he'll be fine. He's literally on the downhills. Like, all the bad stuff is done.
Right. However, So he's got the skin graft on the outside of his left thigh. He's got the muscle graft on the inside of his right thigh. He got... he's a little Frankenstein. He got... arteries and tendons and stuff taken out of his left ankle or his right ankle. Like, the human body is amazing to me, what you can take and put elsewhere.
Just
and
move around.
Yes. So we had went back to the Bunkie clinic to get his hand checked on. Anyway, he had like a Tecoderm on his skin graft, and they wanted it to come off, but it was fucking sticky. And Maurice acted like his hand was being ripped off for a millionth time with the little stickies, like the little probes things. Oh my God. We literally had to take hours to take like alcohol wipes and like slowly take them off because he got himself
a lot.
So worked up. I was like, oh my God, just rip them off.
You need to get him counseling after all
Yeah,
this.
Probably. So we come home. And we're telling Matthew that he's going to, like, Maurice had a plan, okay? He was going to slowly start taking it off. He was already starting it. And Matt was like, oh, let me see it.
Oh, my God, your husband.
And Matt has been so gentle and so kind. Like, Matt has cleaned his hand. I think the reason that Maurice is healing so well is because Matt has been cleaning it every day. I mean, like, he's been so gentle. And he fucking ripped that thing off. And I... felt like I had fire in my eyes. And Maurice was so upset and so mad at Matt because, like, Maurice is very good as long as it's, like, on Maurice's terms.
Yeah.
And he was fucking livid with Matt. Livid. I had a plan! I had a plan! And Matt's like, yeah, it needed to come off anyway. And I was just looking at him. And I must have been three shades red, just like...
He knew he could feel the anger out of you.
What did you just do? And then he cried and cried.
Maurice did.
Yes, and it was just like, was that necessary? But we've moved on from that now. So, yeah.
Oh, Matt.
So anyway, should have a full recovery. Hopefully by next baseball season, he'll get to play.
When you text me that day, well, I was in class when you text me, but like, Maurice crushed his hand. I was like, oh shit.
That's how I felt too.
But then 10 minutes later, the picture came in and I was like, oh shit. Like, fuck. And so, of course, I'm in EMT class. And so I had to show everybody because that's like a trauma. And
right.
I'm like, everybody's like, oh my God. Like, that thing was gnarly.
Yes. Yes. And I don't think I'm ever going to get the smell of Zero Form out of my face. They're like little antiseptic pads that they put over it. Like, I used it for my toe, too. It's just like a...
alcohol-y smell?
No, it's like a chemically antiseptic type smell. It's what Maurice just smells like now. He just smells like Zero Form.
Coming out of his pores.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're on the downhill side of that.
I know. I'm glad that I'm not in San Francisco because what a shithole.
Tell me how that was during tax season. Did you have like a shit ton of stuff to do? Or did they help you with all of the stuff you were supposed to get done at work too?
Yeah. Everybody just picked up. Because we were there for 3 weeks on and off. Like, I tried to come back in and do work, but it was like...
Yeah.
I mean, I did like my bookkeeping stuff and I do water billing for a company. And so I was able to do that while I was home and get that kind of lined up. But... yeah, no, I pretty much was not there for the last 3 weeks of tax season.
So, I mean, like, thanks for that, Marissa.
Yeah, yeah. I think I would rather be in tax season, to be honest, because I felt terrible. And I feel terrible now because I still have a modified schedule. So Mondays, Wednesdays, we go to PT. So I go to work from 8 to, like, 2:45. We have to leave by 3 if I have any chance of getting there at 4:30. Then... Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, I homeschool him. So for 2 hours in the morning, we homeschool. And then so I don't go until 10.
Shit.
So it's just been a lot, but they've been fantastic.
Well,
so
thankfully. I mean, that kind of stuff.
I don't think that Roundup's going to kill them weeds, baby. Stephanie's neighbors, guys, has a tiny little bottle of Roundup, and her whole front yard is completely filled with weeds.
Literally,
hip high.
It's to her hip.
Hip high. I just don't think it's going to work out the way you want to, big little girl. Can I tell you what I've been doing?
What?
Stephanie, I think I'm slowly morphing into you.
Why?
On numerous occasions. So I call my kids, I call Peyton Big Girl. And I don't know why. I just do. And Peyton Maurice, I call him Big Guy. Like, I don't know why. Now I'm doing it with adults. I did it with one of my girls on my volleyball team, who just happened to be a little chunkier than the other ones. Not meaning to be rude, just because that's what comes out of my mouth. I saw somebody the other day and said it to them. And then I was like, I really hope that they don't think that I'm calling them fat, because I'm not. It's just something.
What are you just like, hey, big boy, like that? Because that's weird.
Well, somebody, no. So somebody was looking for something. Well, yes, I do. So somebody was looking for something and they could not find it. And I said, oh, there it is, big girl. Like that.
It's just weird.
Yeah. And then the other day, Vinny was looking for something and I said, there it is, big guy.
It's more acceptable. I would not, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's not really cringy, but big girl, yeah, makes me cringe a little.
Yeah, I don't, well, I can't help it at this point, and I've overused that saying so many times that I want to go hide under a rock, really. So.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you how to fix yourself, because don't even know how to fix myself. Today, my mom had my daughter, Trinity, and she has a little white truck, and when I got off work, I saw a little white truck. I thought it was my mom, so I proceeded to wave like a Looney Tune so big until I realized it was an old-ass man and his dog.
He probably didn't
see
you. In
the front seat was a dog, not my daughter. Like, did the whole, like, itch the head type thing. And then on Saturday, I set up a massage for myself on Sunday.
Yes.
And this lady called me and was, like, asking me all of these questions. Like, what kind of, do you like raindrops, like, thunderstorm type music, like, a piano melody? All these questions. Like,
what'd you answer?
Thunderstorm.
Oh,
I love thunderstorms.
Thunderstruck.
And then she proceeds to ask if I liked candles. Mm-hmm. But I didn't hear her say candles. I heard handles. And the only thing I could think of in a massage with handles was like that she's gonna be like holding my love handles. Mm-hmm. So I literally had like all these intrusive thoughts. I'm not even kidding, of her like on my back grabbing my love handle.
Like,
yeah, like with my love handles in her hands.
Writing,
so,
you?
And Joey is in the kitchen and she's on speakerphone, and I go, I'm not sure I understand. And Joey's like, babe, candles. At the same time, she's like, those things you light on fire? Oh, yeah, I like those. But I'm retarded. I literally don't, I don't know what else to
How tell did you. Your massage go?
So good. I'm so sore.
Are
that.
You?
Yeah, she
did. You drink lots of water?
No.
Oh.
She did things to my body that I've never had before.
Oh, hey! I'm not kidding.
It was glorious.
Really?
Yeah. My neck is looser than it has been in so long, but I also went to the chiropractor the day before.
I went to the chiropractor
today. So I think
today.
The combination of both, really. I'm going to keep doing it until I don't feel like shit anymore.
There you go.
So maybe like 2096.
Maybe like when we're 800 years old.
Yeah.
I really want to get a massage.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I really do. I want to go to the Peppermill and spend all day there.
She's actually really good. Do you know that I literally got an hour and 45 minute massage for like cheap?
Nice.
All the massages I've ever had are like an hour, mm-hmm, for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. She's like, I'm going to go a little over just because you have lots of knots. And
hell yeah. Yeah. Ooh, I might have to call her up.
She's really good.
And be like, hey.
I liked it anyways.
I really just want to go to the pepper mill and, like, spend a whole day just, like, eating and drinking and laying around and not having anybody ask me to do anything ever again.
Well, maybe when you're setting up mine and Joey's luxurious getaway, you can set up yours, too.
Maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to do that.
You should.
I'm also trying to book an Alaskan cruise for 2025, so.
I think you have time for that, though. I mean, I'm just saying. Well,
don't want to get into it too late. There won't be a room.
Do you know that I still haven't even unpacked from my September trip to Vegas?
It took me a very long time. Actually, it took me until my son cut off his hand to unpack from Hawaii.
You're like, shit.
I need these suitcases. What else have you been doing with your life?
I'm finally able to start reading again. Yay. I mean, not that I wasn't reading before, but I literally read like 1,300 pages of an EMT book.
Right.
So I didn't get to read any fun books.
Right.
And so I've now read 3 books since then. Good books, too.
Wasn't that like a week ago?
2 weeks.
Oh.
2 weeks. And like literally that, other than that, working and like trying to do calls. And
I know. Are you loving it though? Are you loving the EMT?
Yeah.
Can we like, can you tell us anything? No. I want to, like, I want like
what?
Funny stories. Has there been any funny stories?
I mean, with me, I can, not like as far as like on calls, funny stories, but I'm awkward as fuck.
Well, yeah, we know.
And the very first night of class, my brain was confused on if I was there to make friends or if I was there to, like, learn something. And so I came in with my fucking bitch attitude on. Oh. Because I don't know why. It's a defense mechanism I have acquired over the years, I guess, where I'm just an asshole. I don't know. I never asked for this life, but it's
chosen
here.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, in, they did, like, a little, what's it called?
Introduction?
Kind of, and then they wanted to give us
icebreaker?
A tour of the place, and a bunch of people have already been there because they just finished the Fire Academy, and so
right.
They went straight into the EMS, so they're, like, all been there. They all know all this shit.
They were already clicky?
Yes. And there was these 2 girls in there that were just talking and talking and talking, and I could not fucking hear what was happening, and I haven't been in the freaking fire department since my dad. Like, I was literally in high school the last time I was in there, and a lot has fucking changed.
Right.
And, like, I'm in there, like, wanting to learn some shit. Like, where are these things? And anyways, they're like, oh, you haven't talked about this. You haven't done this. You haven't done this. And we get to the last room, and he had just told us about it, and they're like, you missed this room. And I turn around. I don't know what happened to me, but the voice, this voice came out of my mouth that said, actually, he did talk about that room, but you two haven't stopped talking since we got here. And then I was like,
so he definitely made friends.
Like, I didn't. And I turn around and Joey's like, babe, because he had been in the Fire Academy with them. He liked
right.
these people. And so then I had to proceed to, like, get them to like me throughout the rest of the classes because I realized, like, maybe I am here to make friends. Like, if you want to be my friend, I'm not that. I'm just kind of nice sometimes. And now I love those two very much.
Oh.
Like, they're very good people, but
just not that day. Yeah. It was probably because you were anxious about being there.
That's what I'm telling
and
you. My anxiety makes me a fucking asshole.
When I'm anxious, I can't hear anything either. I've almost killed my kids 3 times going back and forth to Reno on these physical therapy trips because I can't. My kids are yelling in the background. They're fighting. And I have to turn down the music to see the directions.
Yeah, no, I totally feel that.
I'm like,
that
shut
up. That is called
up.
Overstimulation.
Yes. I am very overstimulated all the time now. Like, there isn't a moment where I can't even remember the last time I wasn't overstimulated.
I completely forgot that I had children 2 weeks ago at my testing day. So the day that we had this...
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
Oh.
The day we had the EMS, the EMT test, I was so fucking nervous because for that test, there's 6 skills that we had to do. And for somebody who is fucking awkward, let me explain to you these skills. You have to go into a room where there's a proctor and there's a patient. Mm-hmm. And you have to assess said patient while the proctor is watching you. Like, make-believe, bullshit, drama, like, right. Welcome to fucking drama class, which right. I did not sign up for. I did, but I didn't, because I knew, but I didn't. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And I had so much anxiety about that because I'm me, and when I speak, most of the time it's not in English.
Right.
To people who speak English, and so it's kind of hard for them to understand right. what's coming out of my yeah. mouth. So, anyways, I was literally losing my mind. I was so fucking nervous. I had gone over these skills. Anyways, that day, my parents were taking Trinity to her birthday thing in Reno, and the plan was, I'm supposed to be at the fire department at 8. They're gonna pick her up at 9. I was supposed to fucking wake her up before I left.
Uh-oh.
So that she could shower and get ready.
You did not.
I forgot I had children. I was so in my head about being fucking nervous and trying not to have a heart attack. My chest was literally hurting. Like, I don't think I've been that nervous about something in my whole life. Like, I'm not kidding.
Ever.
Ever. And so I just forgot of her existence until about 10:30 when I was sitting in there waiting for my next skill, and I was like, can I call somebody? Can I call my daughter? Like, I didn't know what, because for this, we couldn't even have our phones on us, so my phone was in right. my car. So I had no idea, like, is my dad mad? Is Michelle mad? Was the door locked? Did they even get Trinity? Did right. she get a go? Did she wake up? Does she hate me? Like, does she get to do her hair? Like, you know, I'm yeah. freaking out. And they wouldn't let me call her. They're like, no, sorry. You're not done yet. Like, you can call her when you're done. And so Jenna's like, what's her number? I'll text her. And I'm like, I fucking know her number. She's just my kid. How am I supposed to know her number? I don't have her fucking number memorized. She's only my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
So.
Was everything okay?
Perfectly fine. Oh. She didn't give two shits.
Oh. Well, she's also, like, it's Trinity. Yeah.
She's like, oh, I got ready in like 5 minutes. I'm like, so she did not.
She did not shower.
She did not shower. She did not care that she didn't do her hair. She just went and had the time of her life.
Well, it sounds like she was getting her hair done anyway, so you don't really need to do your hair.
No, she didn't get her hair done.
Oh.
Did I say she was getting her hair done?
I thought that's what you said,
but I might have.
I'm pretty sure you said that because as soon as you said that, I thought, oh, did she go to like a curl specialist?
Oh, yeah, no, she didn't.
Oh.
She didn't get her hair done. She went bowling and she went to a thrift store. No, she didn't go to a thrift
store.
Oh,
well, shit.
She went to a thrift store with me. Fuck, I don't know what she did. I know she went bowling.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I was so fucking nervous that day. My very first skill that I walked out to, I literally just walked out the door and word vomited. Like, because you're supposed to start with like a certain thing, and I just walked out there and I fucking said it so fast. And she was like, hold on. We haven't even started. I have to read to you. You have to know the scenario. You have to get in the ambulance. I'm like, oh, okay. I was fucking losing it. Like, losing it.
I mean, were they, like, terrible to you?
No, every single...
I mean, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I mean, it's not like they want you to fail.
No, they're awesome.
Yeah.
My body wanted me to fail. My anxiety was like, this bitch needs to fail. We cannot be in situations where we're not, you know, confident in yeah. her. And nothing inside of this is confident about this happening, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I'm just so proud of you.
So the first skill was done, felt a little better. The second skill felt a little better. I really feel like I killed those skills, I'm not gonna fucking lie.
I would love to talk to somebody on the other end, just to see.
You know, the only thing I'm stressed about, because I know, like, I hit all my points and all the other ones, because I went over them a million times, is that very first one with, the one that I was, just word vomited, was called the bleeding control, so you put a tourniquet on.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that I think about it, it's literally kept me up at night. It's so stupid, it's the easiest one. But she said something about where the blood was.
When you it was like on her arm and you think, did it on her leg.
I don't think I listened. Because I just was like, like right here.
You're like,
and
you know
I've
what?
Literally been up at night like, I don't think I stopped the bleeding in the right area. Like, I don't think.
Why are you gripping me so hard?
Because I just want you to know. Like, I was putting pressure because you're bleeding out.
Oh.
And I don't think that I even fixed her bleed.
Who did that one?
Who, the proctor?
Yeah.
That was Amy Pellegrini proctored that one.
So ask Amy.
I know. I just don't know if that's weird to, like, Facebook message her and be like, hey, where was the bleed on my skill 3 weeks ago?
Nobody's going to think that you're weirder than you already are. So just send it and be like, this has been keeping me up at night. I just need to fucking know so I can actually live a normal life. Because I'll be thinking about this when I'm 800 years old.
Here's Joey's story, a couple of them, because he's crazy. So he comes back in. We're not supposed to talk about the skills, like, at all. And he goes, oh, fuck, I fucked that up.
Joey went through this class with you as well?
Yes.
Oh.
He did the entire class with me.
Okay.
Hated every fucking second of it. So he was so stressed out the entire time. He had absolutely no idea what we were talking about. It's just not his thing. Like, right. He's not a book reader. He doesn't care about any of that. All the medical terms, he has no idea. And big words.
Right.
So he's like, I don't fucking even know what we're talking about. And one day, he was super tired. He'd been working like 60 hours. And we were at a Saturday class. He didn't have any weekend. Like, it was all at class. And he was very frustrated. And so the morning was rough, and then they're like, okay, well, we're running behind, so I'm going to give you, like, 20 minutes to go get something to eat. We normally get an hour. And, like, that just set him over the fucking edge. So we got home, and he was fucking furious, like, I don't even want to be there. I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. And I'm like, first of all, take a breath. You're super tired. Like, take a breath.
Right.
This is a volunteer position. Like, you're fine. Like, who cares?
Right.
Take a breath. We get back to class, and Lacey starts telling a story, and she literally starts. So we arrived on scene, and the patient was sitting on the sofa, and Joey's sitting there with a pen in his hand, throws it in the air, and, like, fucking so dramatically, like, falls back in his chair, like, what the fuck body part is that? And I'm like, babe, it's a sofa. And then he, like, got the giggles because he realized that he just had a fucking temper tantrum about goddamn nothing. Like, nothing at all.
Oh.
Anyways, so then at the test, which he already figured he was going to fail, it's a 37%, I think, pass rate for that fucking test. It's fucking hard.
Yeah.
Out of 16, I think there were 16, 15 or 16, only three of us passed.
Yeah.
So it was a hard test. And so we got in the car, and he already was like, I didn't fucking pass that. And he's like, but I have a question for you, babe. Like, so one of the questions was, like, about a newborn baby. It was a minute old. His respirations were like 8 and he was like blue. What are you supposed to do for that? I'm like, start compressions. And he goes, I'm like, what did you put? He's like, breastfeed. Oh my God. I died laughing. Like, but you can't give a blue baby to her mom. Like, fucking feed it. I'm like, he's dying. You fucking idiot. He's like, yeah, I figured that was.
You know, I've been really thinking about that answer that I gave, and
he's like, I figured it. I just don't think it's right now. I think they failed me at that question. Like, yeah, I think they did too.
Listen, I haven't even went through the EMT class, but just by the explanation you gave, I knew breastfeeding was off the chart.
Right?
You don't even know.
So the way that test is designed, it's like, it's a progressive test. So if you answer questions well, it wants to know how smart you are. So
harder
questions. If you answer them,
is it electronic?
Yes.
Okay.
If you answer them wrong, it wants to know how stupid you are. So it asks you the same kind of questions.
So how many times did Joey
got
answer
a lot of
the breast
questions?
The breastfeeding. He was like, God damn it! I just answered this breastfeeding.
Right. What? God damn, this fucking kid's hungry.
I said it's breastfeeding.
Eat this fucking kid. So anyways, it's a 2-hour, you have a 2-hour allotment for the test, which already stresses me out because the time is right in the corner of the fucking computer and it's like ticking down. And I don't know, for some reason that stressed me out, except for on the day of, because I've never studied or worked so hard for something my whole life. I took a practice test like every day for like 3 weeks. And I read like fucking crazy. I know you keep looking at that thing. But.
Well, I was just going to stop you and then we can just do another one so you can keep talking.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
But in the day of the test, like while I was going through it, they said it's anywhere from 100 to like 140 questions, and it can cut you off early. And the state dude was like, so if it cuts you off early, it's either because you're doing really good or you're really bad. And if it makes you go all the way till the end, it's probably because you're doing really good or like really bad. So basically you have no fucking idea.
No.
So I was like, oh, okay. And so I was on question 78 and I had only been doing it for 34 minutes. And so then I was like, fucking slow down. Like, you're going to fucking bomb this test and then you're going to be the first one done. It's like, that's stupid. Take your time. So I was trying so hard to go slow. But then the slower I was going, I was like second guessing my answers.
And No, you don't ever do that when you're testing.
Yeah, they say that that's really bad.
Yes.
And so I was like, fuck it, and just finish. And thankfully, a guy finished. Like, his was like, doo-doo, and made this little noise, and he finished. And then I clicked next, and it was like, you're done. So we literally finished at like the same time. Good. But I was so nervous, and I felt like I was going to be so relieved after the test. I wasn't.
How quickly do you get your test results back?
They told me by Wednesday, but I literally had an email by 2:30 that night in the morning. So when I woke up, I had the email. 2:30 that night in the morning.
Did you see?
What? I know. So I didn't even get finished. It was like in the afternoon. We got home at like 5. Mm-hmm. So my point, I didn't want you to think I got it at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, I see.
So I got it.
2:30 in the morning.
2:30 that
night.
Night in the morning. Anyways, I woke up to an email and Joey woke up.
Was your heart pitter-pattering so hard when you got the email?
No, because it was dumb. Like, you know how when your emails come on, you can literally read like the first sentence?
Yes.
And the first word was congratulations. So I didn't even have like the like I can't open this. You read it, because I already knew.
No.
It just popped up and said congratulations.
And then you didn't feel relief after that?
I did, except there's just a lot, like,
because you still have to do some things.
Well, yeah, I have to apply for, because I'm certified in the National Registry, but I have to like get my own licensing to even be able to work in the state.
Right.
So I applied for that, but it's just a lot because like I feel like knowledge base, I have it in my brain, but it's so different when you're out there and it just stresses me out.
Right.
Like, and so far I haven't really been on anything that I've like really needed to, you know, save anybody's life.
Well,
but it stresses me out.
Hopefully you don't.
Yes.
Ever. Hopefully it's just old women falling in the bathtub with their titties hanging out.
And I'm just like, rolling back.
Yeah. Come on, Edith.
But so far, I really like it. I'm still awkward a lot because there's a lot of stuff that I don't know.
Maybe this will help you get out of your awkward stage, though, because you're always seeing different people.
I am retardedly, like, fine with the patients. I'm so dumb. Like, I'm broken. I don't even know how to explain it. I'm fine with the patients. I have really good beds. I work with patients all day long, so I'm good with that part. But it's having the other EMTs or people around me. Like, because I get to the point where I feel like I'm being, like, not really critiqued, but, like, watched. Like, how's she doing it? Is she doing fine? And then I feel like I have to, like, do, you know what I mean? And then I just get awkward.
Yeah, but the longer that you're doing it for, because I don't like that when you first start something either. And you're like, oh, fuck, am I doing this right?
Yeah.
And then after a while, you're like,
yeah.
You know.
And it is getting better with certain of them. But, like, the higher ones, the ones that I, like, really like, I'm like, oh. I'm really sucking right now. Could you just go away so I could do better?
And you're like, no.
No, do what you need.
No, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. But for somebody who tries not to do anything that puts me outside of my comfort zone, it was... But I love it. Like, I really like it. And I liked the class a lot, too. I'm just weird because I like book stuff.
Yeah, that's a lot of learning in that amount of time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, like, crammed in there.
Yeah, my brain was kind of on overload. But I liked it.
Because it was every night, was it not?
Well, we had class Wednesday, Thursday, and then every other Saturday, Sunday. But when we weren't in class, we had, like, sometimes 5-6 chapters a week that we were going through. And we had to have those chapters read and the workbook done before class was even there.
Oh.
And so even
you
if I wasn't
every
at
night,
class,
yeah.
I was up every night doing it. Every night. So...
There's nothing on God's green earth that would make me want to go back to school right now.
It makes me want to keep doing it. Like, I keep thinking, like, what's a profession that I could continue to, like, do? Do you know what I mean? Like,
be a physical therapist.
Yeah, I really have thought about that because I love all of that. But the only school for physical therapy is in Las Vegas, and it's 2 years long.
Oh.
And I don't fucking have any desire to go to Las
Vegas
for 2 years, especially with raising kids.
Yeah, that's the kind of the issue now. Even if you wanted to, you got some mongrels at home that need to be watched.
And then I was thinking, like, chiropractor. I don't know. I just like the medical side of things, but I don't necessarily want to work in like a big hospital.
Maybe
either.
You should be a massage therapist.
I have looked into that actually. There's a place in Carson called the Body Tree, and I went. It's a school for it, but it's so expensive, and they don't offer any scholarships or anything. Oh. Like it's pretty much an outright. You can pay it in 2 payments, half and then full.
Oh.
Thank you.
Cool.
And I'm a broke mom of four.
Yeah.
So. And the more older I get and, like, just sleeping on the wrong pillow makes me feel like I fell out of a two-story building, like, rubbing somebody down for hours, I could not imagine how that would feel on my body. I'm not going
to... Yeah, that's true. Well, we're just going to have to keep looking for a profession, I guess.
The best profession I could have, I feel like, would be to, like, read books and... I'm not kidding.
Just study?
Yeah.
Do you know there's people out there that just take college courses to take college courses? Yeah. Not even to get a degree, not even to get a certificate.
Knowledge is like so good. Do you know that?
I don't think I could retain one. Somebody told me something. By somebody, I mean my husband. Asked me something. Asked me to do something for him. He told me what he needed. I left my office by the time I got down the street, which is 3 blocks away. And by blocks, I mean like a minute and a half it took me to get there. I didn't remember what he said.
But that's because your brain is literally doing so many things, like, you know, planning vacations 3 years from now, that it doesn't know how to come yet.
Not at that time, I wasn't.
I'm sure you were planning something or doing
something.
Maybe
it's in the back of my head. I don't know. I know. It's bad. And then Matt got upset with me and was like, you don't ever listen to what I have to tell you. True. And then he's like, you listen to everybody else. False. I don't. I don't listen.
You're
if you're
more engaged with other people.
Probably. But I don't live with other people. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, when I see your face every day and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like he feels the same way about me.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Yeah.
It just wasn't on that topic at the moment.
I guess not. I don't know. If you're talking to me out in public, I most likely am not listening to you. Let's just be honest. Like, if I look dead on the inside, it's because I have completely shut off and I've gone somewhere else on my Alaskan vacation. Hopefully it'll come back. My will to live.
I really hate when people are telling you something and you do go blank. Like, super blank. But you've been doing the for like ever, but then it's silence and you realize that like they're
waiting for you to give them.
They have either said something or they have asked you something, like it is your turn to speak and you're just like.
At this point, I don't even fake it anymore. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I completely zoned out. What did you say?
Don't.
I've done that 4 different times recently. I'm so sorry. I've completely zoned out. Can you please repeat yourself? And they just look at me like, really?
Like from the beginning? Like, we've been talking 25 minutes.
If it's not that important, then don't repeat it. Yeah. But, you know.
I hate that. And then I try and play really smart and just make something up and really hope that I was, like, on the mark for that.
And they're like, what?
And then I'll ask them a question. And, I get a look and I'm like, you just fucking told me that in your story. Like... That was part of your story. Fuck. So, this is the list of what we're talking about, right?
Why
do you have black screws? Are we going to talk about those?
That's what Matt needed.
14
but he didn't,
by 6?
But black screws, but he didn't tell me how many. And so then I tried to call
14.
Him. No. 14 by 6. That's the size of it. Okay. But he never told me how many, and so I called him. Trace times while at the store, did not pick up, not once, so I just guessed and got 6. I needed 10. So I had to go back.
You should have gotten for 14. Because you always drop screws.
All I remember was him saying, I need 6 or 4. So I thought, well, I'll go with 6. Because that's the bigger of the number, and if you have extra...
But he obviously didn't say that if you needed 10.
I'm pretty sure he said he got 6. He needed 4 more. That's what I thought he said. Maybe Because 6 + 4 = 10.
Yeah, but why would you need to get 10 if he already had 6?
He needed it for the other side.
Oh.
I don't know. I got him. I did it. He built me another bookshelf for Mother's Day. What are you going to do for Mother's Day?
Is that this weekend?
Yes, Sunday.
We're going to do yard work at my grandma's.
Fun.
With the barbecue. On Saturday. And then, I don't know, for Sunday. Hang out with the kids. What are you doing?
I don't have any plans. Not one single thing. My husband's leaving that day. He's got some training or something he's got to go to. So it's just going to be me and my chillins. I don't know.
Mother's Day anyways.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm sure we'll have a barbecue or something. I don't know. I haven't really talked to nobody. I'm trying to get to Friday. I need to get to Friday and figure out my life and go from there.
What time do you have to be in San Francisco on
10:30.
Friday? And then you'll be home?
It just kind of depends because we're flying again. And so it just depends on...
And Maurice is liking that? He likes flying?
Who doesn't like flying? Oh.
Especially with your pilot.
He is the best.
I know, I've heard that a million times, but your pilot got me stuck in an elevator in San Francisco in between two fucking floors that the doors just kept opening, and I was crying like a fucking idiot, and I made a little kid cry, and then those parents were fucking mad at me for scaring their kid, but not one person was mad at your pilot for scaring me.
I tell you what, that pilot, he is something else, and he can really fly that plane. I have never been on a plane where I don't feel takeoff, and I don't feel landing.
Yeah.
It's like glass. Like, he's fantastic.
I've heard he's like a renowned pilot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool, I could never. I grew up with him. I could never.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
He terrifies me.
I told him.
And he would, because he's so good, he would do some kind of maneuver in the sky just to freak me out just because he knows he could.
Well, I don't think with that plane he would be doing that. Maybe not with that plane. But, I told him, I said, you know, because I, like, when he first got it, I told him that I wanted to go ride around with him or whatever, and I said, this is not what I meant when I said I want to go ride around with you. Saving my son's hand. Like, if we wouldn't have got that flight for him, Maurice wouldn't have had his fingers.
Yeah, I know.
Because freaking...
He had too long without the blood supply.
Yeah. Well, and med flight wouldn't go that night.
Thank God. You hear about med flight recently?
Well, that's why. So the helicopter canceled, and then we had to wait until 8 o'clock that night to decide if med flight was going and med flight wouldn't, because that random ass snowstorm came in that night. And Mikey was like, let's go. And then we got there, or a few days later, Mikey said, if it was under different circumstances, I would not have been flying that night.
Because of the storm?
Yes. But once we got out of Reno, it was fine. It was just sucked in Reno. It was weird.
It's always Reno.
I know.
I've heard he's very good.
He is the best.
And I will trust from afar that he's great and that he's matured in his life.
He really has.
He's not just out to
the same Mikey. He is not. He's very much matured in his life.
But you know what I mean when you're like raised with people.
Yes.
That's like if I all of a sudden decided to go to school and be a brain surgeon. You've known me for years. I can barely fucking speak. Would you let me work on your brain?
No.
No. And he's great. I know that he's great. I've heard he's great, but I don't like flying with people I don't even know.
Right.
You know? But I didn't know that got
me trapped
in elevators.
I am so thankful for him, because a 35-minute flight to San Francisco is much better than a 6.5-7-hour drive.
Yeah,
and then
just
having
bypass the bridge that scares the shit out of me.
Well, not necessarily. We've been flying into Oakland.
I am.
Because San Francisco is so hard for him to get on the radio. So we've been going to Oakland and then getting an Uber from Oakland to San Fran.
Okay.
So we still have to go on the bridge, but not the Golden Gate Bridge.
Uber driver's been good?
Oh, yes. We've only had one who was a complete dickhead. And he was a dickhead from the moment we opened the door. Like, just rude. And then I like to talk to the Ubers, and I don't know if you're supposed to or not, but
I have
diarrhea mouth and want to talk to everybody, which people don't really like that in San Francisco. Like, when you talk to them, they're like shocked you're talking to them. Anyway, so I asked the guy, because this is my number one question, do you live in San Francisco? And he said, no. And my husband said, oh, smart man. And he said, San Francisco doesn't have anything that all the other cities don't have. And I said, not where we come from. And he said, well, this conversation isn't going to be a positive one, so we're going to stop talking now.
Oh my God. Did you stop talking?
I said, okie dokie.
We had an Uber driver in Las Vegas. That was with my mom and her friend, my sister and her friend Stacy. And every Uber driver that we had, I was fucking with. I had so much fun. Like, that, you know me.
Yeah.
I can either talk or I can't.
Right.
It's like an honor.
You know me.
And I, like, literally have so much. With people that I'm never going to see again, perfectly fine. Like, I am so much fun. Like, be my friend for 5 minutes because I'll never see you again. Okay?
Exactly.
And we had this Uber driver, and it was the smallest car, and me, my mom, and Stacy were fucking trapped in the back, and I had, like, nowhere to put my, so I was bitching the whole time, like, I don't know where to put my arms, and I was, like, touching shit, like, oh, fuck, this isn't my car. I was just, first of all, I had a couple drinks.
Oh.
And I feel like that guy was slightly on the spectrum, because he was just really quiet, and I was trying so hard to get him to laugh, like, come on, I know everybody else, you want to laugh. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, we had kind of stopped laughing, and it was kind of over, and he was driving, and he's like, I'm sorry, but, and he, like, slaps his hand, and then just, like, starts busting out laughing, and, like he just couldn't take it anymore. Like, the funniness was just way too much for him. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like,
I broke him. And then he laughed literally the whole way here. So then the rest of us were obviously laughing because he was fucking dying. At this point, I don't even know what we're laughing at. Anyway, I had tons of fun with I love Uber drivers.
Yeah, Uber has been fantastic. Taxi drivers are assholes, and I feel like they take you on random routes to get you. Yeah,
further.
And so I like Uber because you know exactly what it's going to be and how long it's going to take. And that was the only Uber driver that I had any sort of issues with. I did, however, get into an Uber, and it was later at night, and I was going back to the hospital, and the guy said, I'm sorry, I have to take a call. And I said, no problem. And so he was on his little Bluetooth thing, so I can only hear him. And he said, you know what? She's going to regret the day she met me. She knows I'm already pissed off and blah, 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 just like, whatever. So he finally ends the call, and I'm like sitting back there, and he's like, so how's your day? And I said, well, it sounds better than yours. And he's like, oh my God. And he just unleashed it. So he had been talking to a female in his office, and she just knows how to play tricks, and she's just a tease and blah, 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 blah. And you want to know what she did? Hell yeah, I want to know what she did. She had lunch with my arch nemesis's. Nemesis's is what he said. At our office. Can you believe the nerve of her? Then she tried to call me, and I said, no, ma'am. We're not doing this.
Have you checked, like, the homicide list, or, like, did he murder her?
I don't know. And I was just like, well,
you probably could be, like, a lead,
witness?
Yes, thank you. I didn't know the word.
I said, well, I wish that I could give you relationship advice, but I've been with my husband since I was in high school.
I got nothing.
I got nothing on relationship advice. Like, the dating pool was very small for me.
I always go with slashing their tires for advice.
You know what? I should have said that.
Mm-hmm.
If I see him again, I'll tell him. It also baffles me that every time I've gotten an Uber, it's been somebody different. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Not one time has it ever been the same person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know there's lots of people in San Francisco, but it just feels like at one point you would have somebody that would be the same.
I would be afraid to be an Uber driver.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like you put yourself in some pretty risky situations to pick up people you don't even fucking know. I mean, literally, there's movies made up about that.
Is it? That was called Taxi, and that guy was killing people.
Yeah, but it could be just
as dangerous. Did you watch that movie?
Nope. Could be just as dangerous. I've watched Criminal Minds, though.
The guy was a taxi driver, and he locked the doors, and the person, there was no handles.
Yeah, it was women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they did a Criminal Minds on that.
Probably. Yeah. See, and that's what I like about Uber, too. It has, like, your GPS or whatever coordinates and everything the whole time. Yeah. No. So one time at the hospital, Maurice was really being an asshole to everybody, and we had just had enough. So it was Peyton and mine's turn to go to the hotel that night. And so I decided I was going to take her to Ghirardelli Square because she deserved it. She was really trying hard to be nice to him, and he was being a complete twat. So we went to Ghirardelli Square. We had a great time. Me and her, 9:30 at night in San Francisco, just living it up. Had a great time. Rain pour came down and drenched us. It was great. Move forward 4 days. The man that created Cash App was murdered.
Right where you were?
Within a block of where we were.
What?
Murdered. Come to find out.
He had it coming.
Come to find out, he was... What was...
Shanked? In the kitchen?
He came down. He was moving the business to Florida. He had came down for something. He stayed an extra night. He was upset because his sister was having an affair on her husband. And I think the new boyfriend stabbed him and then left him there to die. He bled out.
Jesus.
I'm pretty sure that's how it was. Or is the opposite way, the husband stabbed him. Either way, it was over the sister's boyfriend.
Crazy.
I'm pretty sure that's what Cheryl said. Anyway. Has this thing been on the whole time?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to know, the very first night that I was on call, the thing didn't go off one time and I woke up in a panic. Like, you know how when your babies are first born and they sleep through the night the whole time and you wake up thinking they're dead?
Yeah.
I fucking freaked out, like, everybody's dead, because I thought my pager wasn't working. But no, we go a lot of time without calls.
Like, if you didn't answer, would they call your cell phone?
First of all, you can't talk on that. It's a one-way.
Well, I fucking understand. I'm just saying, say that
if I didn't show up?
Yeah.
Yes, they call.
Okay.
Generally, we text, like, on our way, like, coming.
Yeah.
And then if we don't, they call, like, are you coming?
How many people are on, like, call?
Whoever signs up. So, there's always has to be an advanced EMT.
Is that you?
No, I'm not an advanced. I'm a basic.
You're like a Z.
I am a basic bitch.
I'm a B.
So, there's basic EMT. There's advanced EMT, which I'm going for next year, but it's every year.
Oh.
There's the only difference is they can give more medication and they can do IV. Mm. There might be more difference, but that's like the blaringly obvious differences. And then there's paramedic.
Oh.
Anyway, so there's always one advanced. And then...
Is there any actual full-time employees?
Yes. I think they have five or six full-time, and then they have another EMT position only opening, I think, in like July or something.
Oh.
Yeah, so Joe, they generally they have an advanced, they have an EMT, and then a driver. Oh. But sometimes it's just the A and the basic. So sometimes there's just two.
Oh, I bet the things you get to see.
I haven't seen much yet, but...
Oh. I've seen things when I've been with my husband on ride-alongs. And I'm just like, goodness sakes. I need to go on a ride-along with Matt. It's been a long time, actually.
You go on a ride-along with Matt on a night that I'm on call.
Okay. Oh my god, I would love it. It would make my day.
And it would be one of those nights if we didn't get anything. You guys...
No, you'd end up having freaking somebody bleeding out with their head half cut off, and then I'd show up and be like, is that where you put the tourniquet?
I really want to know.
Just message her.
It's obsessive, like, how much I've thought about that.
Yeah, just message her. Get it over with.
Because she said fancy words, and I didn't listen to them. I just fucking... Because when we were practicing for the skill, we always did it right here.
Right.
And I didn't necessarily realize until after I was completely done. Like, she used...
They didn't give you feedback?
Yeah, not really. It was like a...
Well, then it was probably fine.
No, that's not how it works. They're not really allowed to give us feedback. They're not even really allowed to say good job.
Like, well, when... I mean...
They...
So is it like the test part and the... I mean, you passed.
Yeah, but
they don't give you like a 80, 70, 60, 50?
You either pass or you don't. For the skills, they let you know if you had to redo any of them. There's like critical fails. So if you miss any of the critical fails, they'll tell you right away. Like,
okay, well, your patient didn't bleed out.
Yeah.
So you didn't miss it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I would assume if it needed a tourniquet and you didn't apply it in the right position.
Or she's just really nice because I applied it perfectly and I said everything I needed to say, but it was just on the wrong body part. And she's like, she clearly knows what she's doing. She's just stupid. And when you get on scene, they're not going to be like, it's her right upper brachial artery. No, you're going to fucking see blood and you're going to put a tourniquet. So maybe they just let me go.
I don't think so.
We'll see. I don't know. I have to message her to feel peace.
Yeah, I mean,
this.
If they fucking told you it was your left leg that had been amputated and they needed a tourniquet and you fucking put it on their left forearm, I just don't think that would have been okay.
Like the backboarding one, when we were practicing the day before, I totally forgot the head of the patient.
I mean, that's like a critical part of a backboard.
It's a critical fail. Yeah, if it would have been test day, I would have failed that. Because you roll them, you put them on the board, then you do the spider straps where you, like, mm-hmm. strap them all down, and then you strap their head, like, you put the little blocks, and then you, like, literally tape their head to the board. And I fucking spider strapped him, and I was like, done. They're like, are you sure? Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I'm sure. And then they're like, and like held up the little collar thing, and I was like, I'm not sure.
I take it back.
I forgot she had a head. Fuck. So I was really thinking about that. And then it made me nervous for that one, so I was the most nervous for that skill. Because I was like, what if I fucking forget?
Are you and Joey on call at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys just do everything together.
It's fucking ridiculous, isn't it? Isn't it disgusting?
Why are you choosing to do everything together?
It's really not that much. Like, tonight, he literally has to be to work at 2:30. So he'll only cover till 1.
2:30 in the morning? Yes. Afternoon? Night?
2:30 in the night, morning.
Oh!
It's all so clear.
Why is he gotta go to work at 2:30 in the night, morning?
I don't think anybody is still listening to us.
What do you mean?
It's well, nobody's an hour and 28 minutes.
That's okay.
Everybody's like, holy fuck, do they ever stop talking?
It's been 5 months, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I'm like, first of all, nobody's listening to us right now. It's pre-recorded. So, nobody's listening.
I was talking like there were, though.
We had like 102 listens to the one in December.
Did we?
Yeah.
Fuck, yes.
And I haven't listened to it at all.
I haven't either.
So, somebody's listening somewhere.
Joey was like, because I had to drive to Tonopah this morning, and when I got home, he's really clingy or something. I don't know. He's like obsessed with me.
Oh.
And he's like, I was really missing you today, babe. I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, it's just like a long, boring road. And I don't know. I just kind of missed you. I wish that you were there. And I'm like, why don't you just listen to my podcast?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
That's like a very easy way to not miss somebody. Fucking turn her voice off. God damn. She never shuts up.
You haven't done that in forever.
I have to do it again just to care. When I was getting my massage, for some reason, when I lay on my stomach, I can't fucking breathe. It's like a positional asphyxiation, like George Floyd, except for nobody's knees in my neck. Quit looking at me like that. Anyways, and I was like all of a sudden, like the nasal passage like completely clogged. I could not breathe, and I was like trying to sniff because obviously when you can't breathe through your nose, you're dying.
Yeah.
Even though I could breathe through my... But I was panicking. Like, I'm literally... And she's like...
It's just probably like, what?
She goes,
fuck?
Do you need a tissue? And I'm like, no, there's nothing in there. Like, I wasn't... It's not dripping. It's not coming.
It's not... Guys, it's not dripping.
It's internal.
It's internal.
And she goes, here's some peppermint. And she, like, under the table was, like, wafting peppermint towards my nose. And was like,
wait. God damn, does she have all the things?
All the things.
Music, candles, peppermint?
Yeah. Eucalyptus.
Oh, I
had
eucalyptus.
Them all. I had the eucalyptus. I had the lavender. I had the peppermint. When I got out of there, Joey's like, fuck, you stink.
I was going to say. I had it all.
Oh, I was supposed to have peppermint.
Oh.
The eucalyptus was supposed to be just in the room, and the lavender was supposed to be on my body.
Oh.
And then I got peppermint because I was fucking not breathing. And I don't know if you've ever not been breathing, like physically can't breathe out of your nose and have somebody say, here, sniff this. But I'm like, if I could fucking sniff that, we wouldn't be in this position right now. But I'm like trying to get it up there. I'm like, it's not helping. I could not breathe. Fucking flipped over on my back. Breathed just fine. Perfectly fine.
Great.
I don't know what it is. I'm not meant to lay on my belly.
Oh.
That's most of the time, sweet. It's on your back.
Yeah.
Because all the weight is crushing you, but my body does not.
Your body's the opposite way. Crushes your nose.
I have a whole lot of back fat.
Oh, God. Speaking of, not once this whole time you've done that. Not once.
I'm feeling very clear.
Oh, my God. You're like a new Stephanie.
Yeah. I'm telling you, she fixed me. My neck. Which somehow was clogging my ear, which was somehow making me sniff to fix the clog, you know?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
Honestly.
New woman. My neck was feeling better until I just spent an hour and a half looking in this direction.
I was just thinking that today when I went, he was like, okay, he's got to trick me also because I know what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's like, wiggle your toes. And I'm like, what? And he's like, wiggle your toes. So I went cracking. I'm like, oh, my, it's all brrrr.
So, my chiropractor, because I've been going to the other one.
The one that asked me to take my shirt off?
Yeah, that one.
That spits on you?
I'm not going to say...
That's what he does!
I'm not going to say...
Fucking weirdo.
...that I was upset that he didn't ask me to take my shirt off, but I was slightly offended.
I'm sure now that I'm ancient, he would not ask me. I was a spry 19-year-old.
I'm like... What, don't you want me to take my shirt off?
He's all, fucking no, bitch.
God, no. Get out of here. Okay.
Why do you go to him?
Because I called Bonner for, like, ever, and I love Bonner. Do not get me wrong, I love Bonner. But I do... Bonner. I love Bonner. Dr. Bonner. What? Oh, God. Anyway, I don't really like the whole... Lay me on my side, flop me in half like an envelope, and then WWE slam me.
It's my favorite part.
I don't like that.
Oh, it's my favorite
part. I tense up every time I'm... And then it doesn't feel good. It hurts.
Oh, it's my favorite. I love when he just bear hugs the shit out of you and cracks everything. Today, he was trying to get a rib to go in, and he couldn't do it. And he was like, all right, stand up. And I was like, all right. So he put a towel between my breastises, and then I had to put my arms over him. And then he's like, okay, drop all your weight. Like, lift your knees up. And I freaking did it, and he's like, whoom, and it's all, oh, it was fantastic.
So have you seen that guy on TikTok that, like, lays him down, and he puts his hand under him, and he, like, rolls, and and then goes down? That dude did this to me 3 times now, and it has been, like, ever since I've seen those videos, like, that's what I wanted. That's because it's, like, in between my shoulders that needs it. That guy every time has done that to my back, and it has been glorious.
Oh, every time I went to him, he's never done anything for me other than spit on my back and make me take my shirt off.
I will continue to go to him. I like, because he puts my hips back in without WWE slamming me.
Oh, that's
and
my
that's
favorite.
The only thing I do not like. Like, I like having my neck cracked. I like my everything being popped, but I don't really
like. How does he put your hips back in?
He spits on them.
Lubricates him up.
No, he has like a table that like it like lifts and drops, and that he pushes and adjusts accordingly.
You know, when I first went to him, I thought the sound was coming from the table. It's not.
I was today years old when I
when you found out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
did like just
5 minutes
ago. Yeah, that's him. That's not the table.
I thought
it was the table like losing its compression. Yeah. Nope, that's him making those noises.
I wonder why he does that. I mean, it works. I feel very good compared to when I went in there to begin with. So
well, that's good. I was wondering how you got the hold of the lady at there with the massage. It's because you go there.
Yeah.
I saw her little neon sign as I flew past yesterday going to Maurice's chiropractor.
She's very good. So if you... set up with her and she calls you, just remember it's candles and not handles. And you'll be just fine.
I don't need her to touch my love handles. I don't need anybody looking at my
That's love exactly
handles.
What I was thinking. That's exactly my thoughts.
I started Pilates yesterday, Monday. What's today? Tuesday? Monday. Started it yesterday. And it was glorious yesterday. Like a lot of stretching, kind of not too bad. There was parts where I was like, ooh, okay. Oh, okay. Today was cardio. All fucking legs. My knee was like this.
Shaking like a baby.
And I was like, fucking stop. Children. It about wrecked me today.
Well,
so I'm
good
hoping
job,
tomorrow is a better day.
Are you? How early are you doing it?
Well, I didn't have to be at work at 8 today because today's a homeschooling day. So I just have to take Peyton to school by 7:45 and then I come back and work with Reese. So I got up at like 6:30 today, ended it. Yesterday it was just at 6:05.
You take Peyton to school? Mm-hmm. Like walk her?
No, I drive her. Because I'm not getting out working like I do in the morning.
You drive her across the street?
It's down the street, and yes, I do. Because people are fucking psychos, and I don't want my child to be stolen. Huh. Yep, I sure do.
I let my kids walk home.
Yeah,
I know. Maybe. I'm hoping somebody...
Mm-hmm. Till it happens, and
I
then you're gonna be like,
I even put a free sign on one of their backpacks.
Like, that's too cheap. Too expensive. Alright, well, now that we've almost talked for an hour and 40 minutes of all the things, I feel like we kind of recapped quite a bit.
Yeah.
Not a lot happened.
No, not much.
You did the EMT pass, congratulations. My son took his hand off.
And he's alive, so congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. It's very important. And now we're just trying to survive day by day.
Hopefully we can do more of these.
Yes. That would be kind.
Cool.
And then maybe it won't be so serious about, you know, this one was kind of a bummer because you had to talk about Maurice.
I thought it was good. Oh. I think we're amazing. So
I know. I just feel like 5 months is a little too long.
To go, yeah, like a lot of people forgot that we even exist.
I forgot we even existed. Spotify now
forgot
owns us.
We exist. You just turned arrow.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, it's been fun. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.